great song. Yeah, boy, that's great. All right, welcome back to the Mark Reslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. We're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central, followed by my good friend Mike Church, host of the Mike Church Show. Programming note, tomorrow I will be broadcasting live from 9 to 12, and Mike will be taking the morning slot from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then Suzanne will come up with the Suzanne option at 12 o'clock. She'll take it to 1. So you're going to have live programming literally from 6 a.m. tomorrow till 1 a.m. or 1 a.m., 1 p.m. So just be reminded that when you tune in to the Mark Reslin Show tomorrow at 6, you'll be hearing Brother Church, and he'll be waxing eloquent behind the microphone there in his at the conference he's at. He's traveling today and is will be live tomorrow and then Friday. And then Friday, Mike will be broadcasting live pretty much all morning to 11:30. Suzanne Sherman, host of the Suzanne option, comes up at 11:30. She'll take it to 12:30, and then Mike will pick it up from that point forward. So we've got a change in our programming schedule for this week. So be mindful that when you do hear different voices, it's not because you're on a different planet or the time zones have changed or something. It's because we have made some changes to our programming schedule to accommodate the conference Mike is at and will be at the next couple of days. So anyways, I'm glad you joined us. This is a live show. We have the capability of taking your phone calls, and you can call anytime you'd like on 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. The first segment, I talked about what is the real problem here in hashtag the American Union, and I think we all agree, and I think it's incumbent upon us, as I've said in the previous shows, I think we're entering the era of the prophet. I think there's a need for truth tellers out there. You're some of them in this listening audience. In fact, I know you are. I have email exchanges with you. I have Facebook message exchanges with you. I know that this network, what we're doing here, has provoked you, and that's good. And you're going to assume a role here that may be uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me at times, folks. You know, you have a big responsibility. There's a public trust here when it comes to broadcasting. And we take it real seriously here at the Veritas Radio Network. This isn't just trying to grow a business, though we have to pay our bills like everybody else does. I can't live off of monopoly money, or I would just, if I could, I'd go buy a few dozen games. Just use monopoly money. We still have bills to pay. We've got gas to put in our vehicles. But all of us here have trimmed as much as we possibly can to make this adventure work. And thus far, by God's grace, it has been working. And thank you to every one of you who have contributed so far. And we are grateful for all the new people that have signed up here in the past few days. There's been a bunch. And we are grateful that we're finding more and more of you are finding us. We're finding you. We're connecting. My guess is you're hearing things. It's affirming to you. You're saying, well, why finally somebody's saying this stuff? And at on a more public level. And they're, because I know the well-meaning folks that are going to tune into the mainstream conservative talk radio programs today. I know that down deep in their heart, they really don't believe that this is the most important election of our lifetime. They just, they don't know what else to do. You know, it's not like there's a lot of choices where you're going to hear this kind of radio out there. Mostly, in fact, I can't think of many. You're going to hear Alex Jones talk about FEMA camps, and they're ready to be populated any day by the people. And you're going to hear the other big mainstream conservative talk radio host talk about this being the most important election of our lifetime. And yet, down deep, everybody knows that that's not really true. This isn't the most important election of our lifetime. That was set in stone back in 1788. And on and on and on. And you're going to have leftist radio that's going to say the same thing. This is a got to stop Trump. He's a Hitler fascist. You got the Never Trump crowd that's convinced Hitler is the next Trump's the next Mussolini. There's really an absence of critical thinking when it comes to politics. It's almost purely emotional driven. And then some of you find your way here. You find your way to the Veritas Radio Network, the Crusade Channel. And you hear from me, and you hear from Mike, and you hear from others on the network wow, they're saying something pretty different over there. And sometimes you guys listen for the first time, you say, I'm turning that bozo off. I don't want to talk about divorce rates and abortion. I want to talk about getting Trump in there. And you move on and you go back to the familiar. But yet we can see in our own numbers internally here that some of you tune in for the first time and say, I've never heard that before. I've never heard that on a talk radio network before. Wow, they're talking about transcendent eternal truths over there. And if you're a Christian, if you come from that mindset, you suddenly are pricked in your mind. You think, well, I should hang around here and listen a little bit longer. And you do, and you hang around, and then eventually you guys convert into becoming members of the Veritas Radio Network. And we're glad you're here. I would encourage you to hang in there if you're a new listener. If you swerved into this network somehow and you're listening to me for the first time, just hang in there. It takes a little while for my points to percolate. I can't speak in 30-second sound bites. I can't do it. I mean, there's a brain lock in my head, I guess, because I can't get there. And so I don't have little clever quips and, you know, I can't reduce complex issues down to a 15 second, you know, blurb. I'm just incapable of doing it. I'm not sure that's actually the best way to do things. I think one of the great problems in our culture is today, we don't even think anymore. We read headlines and the headlines, you know, have to be written in such a way that if they don't capture your mind right away, then, you're going to move on and miss the content of the article. And, so we live in this 30-second soundbite world, and most campaigns know it, and we get harped on. Certainly I get harped on all the time. Try to write more concisely. And yes, writing and speaking concisely is important. But at the same point, you cannot try to reduce complex thoughts down to a one-minute dialogue and then start taking phone calls. Now, having said that, you are welcome to call the program anytime and weigh in. On my first opening monologue, am I right on this? Is have I diagnosed the problem right here in hashtag the American Union? Is there a sick me-ism to the world today? Where do you think the hookup generation comes from? It's about self-pleasure. Why is there Tinder and all these other websites now where you can, on a Friday night, you're bored, hey, let's get together and have sex? What is a sacred union between a husband and a wife has become entertainment. I'm bored. I am bored. So let me go to this app I can download on my phone, start looking at pictures, send a message and see, hey, you know, I'm bored. You're bored. Let's get some ramen noodles and watch a movie and then we'll have sex because we're all bored. Where's the beauty of a sexual relationship between a husband and wife has been so tainted by this culture. It is anything goes, and it's within the church too. Don't think it's not there. Where is self-worth and pride and those sorts of things in our culture today? My gosh, I live not more than a half a mile from the University of Oklahoma. When I drive through there to take Natalie or pick up somebody or drive through to get Chinese food, I have to stare straight ahead. You look to your right and your left, there are women that are half undressed there. Girls, I should say. How do I know that? Because I can't always look straight ahead. There's sometimes I have to turn. And in order to turn, you actually got to look to the right or the left. Well, my girls never dress that way. I've got three of them. My girls are some of the most impressive women out there. They dressed modestly. They've always known that their physical bodies could tempt a young man because that's God's creative genius. That's how it works. Guys hunt. It's in us. The Bible says it. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. We find. We go out there and find. Well, my girls knew that, and so they were raised with a value that told them to dress modestly. Well, I can assure you, most parents are not raising their girls that way. Drive through the University of Oklahoma on some warm day. Or they did get raised that way, and they got back to, well, I want guys to look at me. My son, Trent, he and I made a covenant with our eyes with each other because, my gosh, you can't hardly watch a football game without seeing something on there that's just going to be tempting. And so we would look at each other. Didn't make a big deal out of it. We just agreed we were going to help each other watch a football game. Well, these didn't happen by accident. We deliberately did those things. And the product has now been a 4 children that to this day are virgins. Before they were married, they embraced a biblical idea that sex was a beautiful part of marriage. And my oldest daughter has a wonderful marriage to a wonderful man. My second is about to get married, Trent and Natalie, still single. They're not part of the hookup culture. How does that happen? It doesn't happen by chance. We didn't just get lucky to get born with 4 good kids. That's the excuse we like to tell each other when we compare our children to other children and realize, wow, ours aren't doing as well. Doesn't happen by chance. We like to think it does. Well, that's the New American Way. It's how we get ourselves off the hook when our kids go south. And we realize, oh no, my kids are in trouble. And the anxiety rises and you wonder what happened. Well, lots of things happened. Did you stay married? Did your kids see you love your wives or love your husbands? Did they observe that? Not perfectly, because we didn't do it perfectly. Contrast that with this article here I want to get to now. It's over at The Federalist, thefederalist.com. The article's titled, Andy Richter is Eternally Grateful His Wife Aborted His Child. Eternal gratefulness for an abortion shouldn't be something to brag about, but that's what Andy Richter just did at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser. The actor who hosted the Sexy Beast fundraiser for the Los Angeles branch of Planned Parenthood credits his girlfriend's abortion back in 1992 with allowing them to live the lives they wanted. See, when you put two me-ism people together, when you put two I want you to make me happy, two people can do really despicable things. When life is just about them. The author goes on to write, her name is Holly Shear. She goes on to write, these lives included eventually marrying each other, children when they decided they wanted to be parents, pets, and careers. What those lives don't include is the realization that they will forever be missing a child. Richter and his future wife, Sarah Tyre, lacked steady employment and were focused on building careers when they found out she was pregnant. Again, sex before marriage. Oh, Kreslin, you're just an old fogey. Don't get with the 21st century. This is Tinderland or Timber, whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called. This is hookup land. Kreslins, we're bored on a Friday night. We just go hook up. There's nothing sacred about the union between a man and a woman anymore. Kreslins, we're in America. This is hashtag the American Union. We do what we want. Richter and his future wife, Sarah Tyre, lacked steady employment and were focused on building careers when they found out she was pregnant. Richter explained what happened next. Luckily for us, Planned Parenthood existed. My girlfriend knew that she was not ready for motherhood, and I knew that I was in no way prepared to be a father. I drove from Chicago in my battered old Toyota pickup to be with her when she went to Planned Parenthood to terminate her pregnancy. See, we can't even call it what it is. It's murder. We have to change our language to deal with this so that our consciences don't explode in our minds. No, we're not murdering anybody, Kreslins. We're terminating a pregnancy. Richter goes on to say, her choice to get an abortion was a choice that she made with assuredness. She knew that she was doing the right thing for everyone involved. Are you sure about that? You sure you want to go out there and say that this was the right thing for the baby? He goes on to say, but I can't say it was easy. She was sad and I was sad. And it was sad. But to this day, I know that she will tell you that she made the right decision. Most people who aren't repentant will demand that their decision was right. Murder was right for me. See, was it really the right thing for everyone involved? Was it? Did that baby get a voice in this? Hey, I'd like to keep my arms on my shoulder. I'd like to not have to drink saline. I'd like to just stay tucked comfortably in this warm womb so I can just grow and come out healthy. No, it was not a right decision for everyone involved. It was a right decision. Let's be honest. See, we can't even be honest about our murders anymore. No, we have to couch them in clever language. We have to come up with cool ways to describe, conscience-relieving ways to describe what we're doing. Because we know what we're doing. We're murdering innocent children in this exceptional hashtag American Union. You will not hear anything but the truth here, folks. You may not like me. You may say, Kreslin, you're a big buffoon. How dare you judge a woman in this most important decision of her life? No, it's not. It's an important decision. But it ends in the murder, the legal murder of a human being. Why? I'll take you back up to the first paragraph. These lives included eventually marrying each other. Richter and his future wife, Sarah Tyre, lacked steady employment and were focused on building careers when she found out she was pregnant. Our career is more important. Do you see how sick our culture truly is? This is lauded. He is a hero in those supporters of Planned Parenthood. And people wonder why I want and hope and pray that 15 states that are heavily populated with Christians will secede and get away from this. Regain control over your state borders so you can say there will be no Planned Parenthoods in my state. There will be no abortion clinics in my state. We will care for the women who do find themselves in these positions, but we will no longer let her off the hook either. This has been a grave error on behalf of the pro-life movement to make the woman who is about to murder her baby a victim. The only victim in abortion is the baby, the one and only. Andy Richter and his wife, Sarah, outside of marriage, got pregnant. They were focused on their careers. They were poor. They didn't have any money. And they got pregnant. And the result of that pregnancy potentially made life difficult. There was somebody in the way to my success. It was a little baby. But thank goodness in this great, exceptional Christian nation, America, we've got this organization called Planned Parenthood. Thank goodness for them. They were there. We plopped our $395 down on the counter, and we took care of that problem. Nope, that baby, that hunk of cells, that hunk of cells is not going to impede us from what we want. Nope, we'll get rid of it. Don't think this just happens in Hollywood. This happens within churches. This is evidence, folks, of the real problem. The real problem is not Hillary Clinton in hashtag the American Union. The real problem is not the Federal Reserve. The real problem is not a bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt, de facto versus de jure illegitimate evil government in Washington, D.C. The real problem is us. And those of us who call ourselves Christians, who divorce at nearly the same rates that the secular community does, who refuses to talk about these things, who sacredly bows down before what they consider to be a sacred document, the Constitution, who advance silly political solutions like taking back America, who will vote the lesser of two evils, even though they know that that produces evil. They're the guilty party here. You are, and I am, because I participated in this. Why do you think I've made the decisions in my life that I've made here lately? I told you about our early decisions. We made a decision to stay poor, and we were poor. But my kids didn't. My 5-year-old Jennifer and 4-year-old Caitlin didn't know we were poor. When mom would homeschool, dad would work 3 jobs to try to keep food in the house. They didn't know we were poor. They knew they were safe. But those decisions we made led to having nothing. And here towards the end of mine and Patty's life, we're back to having nothing. And we're okay with it. Because we've committed the resources that we had to a greater cause at the end of our lives. To end this evil of abortion, to do whatever small, tiny, minuscule part we can in that. Because Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What does it profit? Where is the profit at that at the end of the day? Doesn't profit you a thing. 2 years ago, this November, I stood at my mother's bedside as she said goodbye to the world and entered into eternity with her Savior. I had my hand on her shoulder when she took her final breaths. What did she want at the end of her life? Did she want the car? Did she want the house? Not one of those things mattered to her. Do you know what mattered to her? Her kids were there. Her family was there. And you know, because she was the great mother that she was, we were there. We were there to help her in her most challenging moments. Because she had invested in us. She put us first in her life. We knew that. Was she perfect? No. We tell nutty stories about my mother every Thanksgiving. What we all knew is that we were first. So as I stood there next to her and had my hand on her shoulder, doing the best I could to pray and ease her into her Savior's arms, I stood there and I realized what is important. And Jesus' words rang in my head. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Yet that's what this culture is about. Gaining the world. Andy Richter and his wife, sadly, put the world ahead of their baby. Think of what the impact that's going to have on their kids as they read this story. I don't know how old they are now, but maybe in a few years they read about mom and dad. They read about the brother or sister they had, but mom and dad, out of expediency, out of refusing to deal with difficult things, plopped down $395 in the counter. And that baby had to suffer the horror of that day. That baby lost its life. Yes, this is not radio you'll hear today on mainstream conservative talk radio. This is why I don't care who wins in November. Because I know that he or she is not going to fix what ails America. No, the church, a repentant church, provides the best opportunity to fix what ails the population of a couple of states. Forget about the 50 states. Folks, there are parts of this country that are shrouded in darkness. You need to send missionaries there who need to bring the gospel. I'm telling you, it is dark up there in the Northeast. It is dark in the upper Midwest. Doesn't mean it's a bright light down here in the South. It's not, believe me. We're just as likely, in Oklahoma, we're killing 30 babies today. It's an issue of quantity, not necessarily quality. But the polls say there are still 66 million people in those 15 states who claim to be followers of Jesus at some level. Can we get to them? Can we at the Veritas Radio Network be used by God to bring a sense of conviction that leads people to say, I will make different decisions now about my life? I don't know. Time will tell. All right, we got to take another quick break before we come back for our final segment. You're listening to The Mark Kreslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.